You had a show last night?
I did. I was in my Do You Have the Time bag last night.
With Drew and them?
Yep.
Where was it at? Why you ain't tell nobody about it?
I did. I posted it all over my Instagram.
I'm going to be on your Instagram. You don't post nothing of note. You have to tell me.
I did. I had a show. It was the venue changed kind of last minute, like the day of. The venue changed to the Garden Amphitheater in Garden Grove. Like, they have a smaller venue called the Locker Room there, and that was really fun. So, like, that's where the venue ended up being. I was with a band called Gag, a really cool punk band, and some really cool other bands, Dead City Punks and a couple other bands. It was really fun. It was my band Pseudo was our first show as that project, so it was really fun.
How'd y'all, what line, where were y'all at in the lineup?
We were second, which was
second?
Crazy.
Out of how many people?
Out of five bands.
Did the people like y'all?
Yeah, they really did. I think we had a really good response. It was funny because the first band, which I cannot remember the name, they got added last minute, so I don't think they were on the flyer. But they were like a power violence band, and in power violence, like, the songs are usually really short. So they played 9 songs, but it only took 6 minutes.
9 songs in 6 minutes.
Jeez. Yeah. So, but they were really cool. So they played, and the funny thing is, when they played, like, the venue, like, had the lights on, like the house lights, and so it looked like, and the house lights are just, like, you know, fluorescent overhead, like, office lights, and so it looked like an episode of The Office in there, and it was just like youth group or something. So I was like, hey man, like, right before we played, like, I felt bad asking this because we were like, it was our first show. I don't think anybody knew that, but it was our first show, and we were like technically supposed to be the opener, but we got switched to second when they found out that one band was only going to play for 9 minutes. I went to the sound guy. I was like, bro, work with me here. You have to turn these lights off. And he was like, I don't know how to do it. And I was like, we gonna have to figure this out. Cause like the style of music we play, like the style of hardcore we play, is like very like kind of sludgy and you know, aggressive. And so it just doesn't work if the lights are on. So we ended up getting those lights off, and it changed the whole vibe of the show. Like, from then on out, it was really dope. It's funny, you should have pulled up. I think you would have had
to know about it. You didn't tell me. You called me 8 times a day. You could have told me. How would I see it on your Instagram?
I don't know. You gotta add me to your top 8.
No.
Instagram should have a top 8.
Remember how I called you and told you about my DJ graduation show and you still didn't show up? You have to call me and tell me, and then I'll make the decision. Last night I had a premiere party to go to, so I couldn't go anyway.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. How was the premiere party?
That's neither here nor there. We're still talking about you.
Okay.
And your show.
Uh-huh.
You call me 9 times a day.
Uh-huh.
To usually say, to give me a bad take on something. Hey, man. You know those McDonald's fries are a whack.
I would never say that.
Sometimes
they do be whack, though.
Why you didn't tell me about the show?
I did.
You never told me about the show. You've never told me about the show. You did not tell me.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I didn't tell you in particular because, one, I know that it's not a style of music that you listen to.
What does that mean?
What you mean?
I'm a music appreciator.
That's true.
Also, I would have pulled up to the show. It's a show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do improv, and yet you've come to improv shows before.
That's not true. I do improv.
Oh, you do?
I haven't had the chance to improvise with the great Carl Tart.
Don't patronize me.
I'm not. Carl Tart. For every low blow you take against me, I'm gonna patronize you.
Well, this is the first day I've ever taken low blow. You patronize me every day.
That's not true.
No,
we gotta have a conversation about the word gaslighting, because I think gaslighting is becoming the new, like, it's becoming the new cancel culture. Like, people are throwing that word around, but like
they've been throwing it around, but when I use it against you, it's real, because you disrespect me constantly and then say, no, I didn't. Like you, like literally, you telling me that you physically used your voice box to tell me about this show is a bold faced lie. You didn't. I did not see it on your Instagram. I don't look at your Instagram. I did not see it there. But you, however, you sent me 20 old videos a day. Hey man, did you know this guy Michael Vick played football?
Check this guy out. Played football.
You could have sent it in between one of those videos. You could have said, by the way, I have a show tomorrow night. I would have came and supported. I would have had my popcorn and my beer.
Your popcorn.
This is nice.
You don't invite me to every big team show.
That's not the same thing.
How is it not the same thing?
It's not, how is it? You are in the improv community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's not the same thing. If I was in the hardcore music community, I probably would have known about the show.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe just pay more attention to my Instagram stories. I don't post a lot.
Yeah, that's why I don't pay attention to it, because when you do post, it's always some shit that I'm like, man, now this is affecting my day. It's the same reason I deleted Twitter. Mm-hmm. Certain things I have to like keep out of my space.
I don't really think I post that inflammatory stuff, really.
Gaslighting.
I'm not the gaslighter here. You are the gaslighter. You the king gaslighter. You carry one of them red gas cans with you everywhere you go.
I don't gaslight. I set shit on fire. I burn shit down.
Show was really fun. I was being facetious when I said you would have enjoyed it. I don't think, like, there's a million hardcore shows I would have invited you to, but I don't know. All right, let me describe to you what happened, and you can tell me if you would have enjoyed this.
I would have had my popcorn and my IPA, and I would have been there to support my cousin.
Okay, first of all, you'd have had to bring your own popcorn. There's no popcorn.
They always got popcorn at hardcore shows. Where was it at? In Pomona?
It was not in Pomona. It was in Garden Grove in Orange County.
Oh, I wouldn't have came down there.
Right. Another thing, another reason why you wouldn't have showed up. But
my DJ show was in Glendale.
That's not the same. That's way closer than Orange County.
Mm-hmm. You didn't come. That's what I'm saying.
I should do. What was I gonna say? So the band, the main band, Gag, the headliner, they were shooting a video at this show, and they had first of all, the show, like the crowd that was there.
Did you just say you had shit to do?
Huh?
Oh, the day I had the DJ graduate, you said you had shit to do?
Yeah.
Do you want me to recall what you said to me that day?
Sure.
Now I'm gonna let you get a chance to say it first.
I honestly don't remember what I said to you.
Yeah. That's, Kevin, that's how disingenuous his apology was. He doesn't even remember saying it to me.
What do you mean?
He said,
I remember apologizing for not making it, but I don't remember like what the reason was.
You were sitting at home with Julie.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because I think it just slipped my mind, like I had forgot or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my friends were there. It's okay. My friends were there.
Was Kevin there?
Kevin was there.
Kevin wasn't there.
Kevin was there. All Ronnie, Lamar, Iffy, Zeke, even Ish showed up.
Ish been showing up a lot lately.
Drew was there. Josh Breckus, Colin McGurk, all the hits. All my boys. Nicole brought the girls. I had the biggest turnout of everybody, actually.
I believe
people
it.
Coming to support. You know. Anyway, how was the show?
I saw a homegirl who DJ'd after you. She was killing.
Huh?
No, I was saying I pulled up after you were done.
Oh. I would have had my popcorn. I would have had my IPA. They had IPAs, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they had IPAs.
Garden Grove is known for its IPAs at its music venues.
Uh-huh.
All right, now finish telling me. What?
Everybody in there... There was probably 200 people in there in a room that's not meant to hold that many people.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot and sweaty. And like most, like 90% of the room was mosh pit. So like if unless you were in the mosh pit, like you would have been standing in the back with your IPA against a wall like this, just tall AIPA. So you probably wouldn't have enjoyed that aspect of it too much. Yeah, it was rowdy. And then at some point, Gag, the band, they were shooting their music video. So the singer had like, he was shirtless and people were like pouring fake blood on him. And
sounds like my type of show.
And they hired two like live BDSM performers to like whip him and shit during this.
Okay. They had the titties out?
Yeah.
They did?
I don't know if the nipples was out, but like they weren't wearing much clothing at all. It was pretty wild. They had like, you know, it was like they had basically the black leather version of what Mila Jovovich wore in The Fifth Element. They was wearing that fit. And then they brought out like a cross and they crucified him and carried him around the room.
Religion. And,
yeah, everybody was in their bag. Waizaki was there. He had his sleeveless shirt on and his boots and was hanging out, having a wild time, punching people in the face. And yeah, it was lit.
Was it one? It was really a type of show where you punch people in the face?
There were several people punched in the face. If you're in the mosh pit, it's fair game.
I wish I would get punched in the face.
And to be fair, like, most of the time, it's not someone trying to punch you in the face. It's just they're swinging their arms, and if you're in the wrong spot, it's going to hit you in the face. Some people do go to shows and purposely try to punch people in the face, but those people are lame, and no one likes those people.
So how can that person be? All right, so I remember seeing a video going around. This black dude got into a mosh pit and just started punching people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. But it's like, hey, man, I punched and kicked you, but I didn't mean to. You actually mean to do it. How do you know?
You can spot it. It's,
I mean, of course, like, I know how you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, how can you say that yours was... My punch was a genuine punch. Your punch is meant to hurt people. Both are going to hurt people. I know how you could tell. I could tell from that video that he was just going in there going like this. And this shit was hilarious.
The craziest shit I've ever seen, though, like, hardcore shows are weird, especially with bands that, like, bring those type of people out, is a lot of times, while the show is happening, is very violent and people are purposely punching each other in the face. And sometimes it spills over and becomes something else. But most of the time, like, even when people are purposely, like, punching people and stuff like that, like, after the show, it's like it didn't happen. And everybody's just, like, chilling. It's fine. Like, dudes with their face swollen just, like, chilling, smoking cigarette.
I wish. You should have invited me.
I'm going to invite you to the next one.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll have some with me, too. Now what you think?
Describe it.
A heavy chain.
Oh, okay. There was one of those. I don't think anybody was swinging it, though. I think it was more of a prop, like, for the music video. But, yeah, that shit was wild.
How much was it to get in?
I think, like, it was cheap. I think it was, like, $7 or something like that.
$7.
If you bought it online, there's a $6 service fee. But it sold out, though. Like, it was crazy. It was a lot of people in there.
How did y'all get on the lineup? Who knew who?
So I knew, so the guys in Gag, a couple of the guys who are in the band Gag listened to this pod. And
this one?
Yes. And they reached out and were like, hey, we just started listening to the pod with you and Jacob. We love it. Like, would you guys want to come on and do our podcast? We're like members of Gag and we have this movie review podcast that they do. And so we were like, yeah, we'll do it. So me and Jacob guested on their podcast and...
Asking me, Gag.
They thought it'd be a better fit because Jacob knows hardcore. That was the only reason.
It's and a
they
hardcore were like, movie were, podcast?
No, but it was a connection. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And well, for future reference, Gag, I don't want to be on your podcast.
And then they announced their tour dates after we had just done the podcast and they were going to be in LA. And I was like, hey, like, let us know what venues you're playing at. Like, me and Jacob want to pull up to the show. And they were really nice about that. And we arranged to go to the show. And then my band, Pseudo, we're recording this week. And so we've been rehearsing a lot. And so I was like, man, we haven't played a show yet. Like, I wonder if we could get on one of these Gag shows, because they're playing like three or four LA shows. Like, they have two more shows tonight here in LA. So I reached out to Casey. Shout out to Casey, who's like he's the touring guitarist in the band and has the podcast called Every Movie Good. I messaged him, was like, hey man, do you think there's any way my band could open one of these shows? We haven't played a show before, but here's some of our music. And I sent him like a very badly recorded voice memo of like us playing and stuff like that. And he was like, yeah, I'll see what we can do. And a couple of days later, they were like, hey man, you're on the show. So we'll see you in Garden Grove on Wednesday. So
whatever you have it, folks, it's a lesson for you. A closed mouth don't get fed.
It's true.
Hassan got fed. He got his band fed.
Got my band fed. We all eating.
Everybody's eating. Mm-hmm. Except me. I'm starving.
Starving. Still on hiatus. Starving.
Gag didn't invite me to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You're here, Gag. If you're here listening, Gag.
Gag.
Gag on these motherfucking nuts.
Is that the, what is that behind you? Is that the, yeah, what is that?
Dr. Fauci's COVID machine.
What does the COVID machine do? Is that the machine that made COVID?
Yeah, it's a bat. Oh. The bat flew in there and got zapped and then came out.
So what is the machine's normal purpose, like if the bat didn't fly in there?
To make things big. But the COVID bat flew in there and got big and came out. It was like Mothra over Wuhan, giving everybody COVID.
Careful.
What? Careful with what?
Nothing. That's so random. Is that Tashina Arnold?
Nope.
Who is that? I can't see. Oh, it's the Urkel machine. The Stefan Urkel. Did you like those episodes when he would be Stefan?
Those are some of my favorites. Because I wanted to be him as a nerd. Yeah. And then I also wanted to be him as Stefan Urkel.
Like, so silly. Man, TV shows, man, they were having fun back then doing stupid stuff.
That show, what's crazy is, as crazy as that show was in the later seasons, it completely jumped the shark in the last season. To where it was too fantastical. To where even I don't remember. As an 8-year-old, was like, I'm out.
What kind of stuff were they doing besides Stefan?
Because they moved it to CBS. It was no longer on TGIF. And then when I would catch it, it would just be like, what is happening? Harriet was light-skinned. It was just like they switched out Harriet's. And I don't know why they did that on both Family Matters and Fresh Prince, where they switched out the mom for a woman who was completely different complexion.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. Fresh Prince, it was really weird because like there's most of the kids are dark skinned except for Hillary. So it's like, because Nikki Carlton and Ashley are all fairly chocolatey, so like it's weird. Like, why would they switch to a lighter actress? Like, where did these kids come from?
Also, how old was she supposed to be when Nikki was born? I guess 30s, right? Mid-30s?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mid to late 30s, probably.
Because when they switched to the lighter skin on Viv, I feel like she was much older than the other one.
No, they're about the same age. Just looked really good.
Okay. Yeah, because they was kind of old.
But it feels like when the show started,
uh-huh,
they were supposed to be like,
their late 30s?
Late 30s. Because the kids were in high school. So okay. I would assume that Uncle Phil and Aunt Viv,
mm-hmm,
when the show started in 1990, I would assume that their ages were supposed to be like 36.
Yeah, because he was like a lawyer, like just kind of just starting out.
Well, he was a judge.
He was a lawyer, yeah.
Okay.
He became a judge, I think, in the first or second season. Like that was like a whole thing. Like he ran for judge against Sherman Hemsley.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. if Hillary was still in high school the first season, wasn't she?
Was she? No, wait. Yeah, maybe she was. Or was she always in college, like when they started? Or not college, but like graduated. because I don't know if she was actually in school.
Yeah, I don't remember her going to high school. I remember her just being like real, like, you know.
Yeah, she must have just graduated. Maybe she was like a year, like a.
So that means they were supposed to be like 39, because they wouldn't say that they had Hillary in high school. They never said that.
Right. Right.
And they also talked about how they lit. Remember the episode where they went back to the old apartment that burned down? And he was like a full on adult when the kids were like 8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
So that means that when they had little Nikki, they were like 48.
Yeah, they was wilding. they was taking chances.
Logic.
Yeah, I don't even get the move to, like, if you're running Fresh Prince, you're the showrunner Carl Tart. It's 1996 or whenever they added Nikki to the show.
95, why do you 94, 95.
Why do you add that character?
Just to give cute kidness to the show.
Oh, okay, got you.
Also, maybe to compete with Little Richie on Family Matters. Maybe.
And that kid had probably just done Little Rascals, so he was probably like recognizable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Little Rascals, Independence Day. That's true. I think that came after.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
But yeah, to add little cute kidness to the show. It's you know, it's the 70s model of like once Michael Jackson got to be a teenager, they added Randy to the group.
Mm.
That makes sense. To bring back like the appeal of having the young kid.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite character from that show?
What show?
Fresh Prince.
Jazz.
Jazz, your favorite character?
Yeah, he was funny all the time. Never not funny with Jimmy Pardo. He was always funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he always surprised me. Like, I remember when I found out, because I didn't know he was a DJ and like musician. Like, I didn't know that was what he was famous for when I was young. So like, when I remember like finding out that he was like a DJ and like acting was just something he did on Fresh Prince, like, I was really surprised by that, because I always thought he was really funny, like, and really good. I'm like, that's little, cool that like he could do that, you know.
Little story I learned from the book, he almost turned it down.
Really?
Yeah. And what's crazy was he was like living at home when they got the show. Like, Will like went to bat for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want my friend Jazz to be on the show in some way, my friend Jazzy Jeff. And Jazzy Jeff was like, I'm not with that Hollywood shit. But all that means is he was scared.
Right. Yeah.
And they were like, dude, they're going to pay you, like, they're going to make you a recurring character, and they're going to pay you like $30,000 an episode. It was like $10,000 an episode. And he had no money. He's like, they're going to pay you $10,000 or $15,000 an episode to be in like 12 episodes of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And back then they did 26 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to be in half the episodes getting paid $15,000 an episode. You're living at home in your mom's basement right now. Mm-hmm. We're not on tour. Like, and he was just like, nah, I'm not with that Hollywood shit. People are so weird about that. Like,
yeah. Well, I think especially back then too, because obviously that still exists today, but I think back then too, because it was before the internet, so like Hollywood wasn't as transparent as it is today. So like, I could imagine like people feeling like, well, in order to make it in Hollywood, you got to change and be different and be weird.
Yeah. And I'm sure the stories, you know, everybody always hears the stories about, you know, I was at the party at the Playboy Mansion. And I walked into a room.
They was doing some weird shit
in
there.
They was doing some weird shit. I go, listen, all I'm going to say is Jamie Foxx was in that room, and I ain't going to tell you what he was in there doing. It's like, man, I don't believe these parties actually happen. Like, why is it always so accessible for these people to walk into these rooms? Why do they never lock the door?
Right.
if you in there doing something salacious that you don't want to be out, and there's regular people at this party, why don't you lock the door?
First of all, why are the regular people being invited to the weird Hollywood sex party?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, now, look,
I was in L.A. visiting my cousin who's trying to be an actor. And, you know, he got in with Jamie Foxx's camp. And
it's always the camp.
Yeah. You know, he got in with Jamie Foxx's camp. And so I was visiting from Georgia. And we went to a party at Jimmy Foxx's house, and I'm seeing everybody. Magic Johnson, Arsenio Hall. It's always those names. It's always prominent late 80s, early 90s names. I'm seeing
Malcolm Jamal Warner was in there. Yeah.
It's always Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson, Arsenio Hall, Johnny Gill, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
And then they'll pull somebody that like you wouldn't expect to make it sound a little bit more credible. Tony Rock was in there.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's when they always say the girl, but they're misogynist, so they never know the girl's name. And the girl from, from Different World was in there. What's her name? She played
the pretty one.
Freddie.
You know
she played
about.
Freddie on Different World. She was in there. And so I'm trying to find a bathroom, and I'm walking down the hall, and it's always like a single level house. Like, that's what I always picture in my head. It's just like, it's a 3-bedroom house with a hallway. So I'm walking down the hall trying to find a bathroom.
This is like a small family home.
Yeah. I'm walking down the hall, and I open up the door, and I see Jamie Foxx in the room, and I ain't gonna tell you who he was in there with, but all I'm saying is, that's when I knew Hollywood wasn't for me.
And the black church he's saying this at explodes in applause.
Yeah.
At his decision not to go to do the Hollywood
show. So I decided to come back and be a preacher.
Yeah. There's a lot of those too, like failed entertainers who have become pastors.
Oh man. I was just watching the story of the 1996 draft, because that was like one of the craziest drafts in. Mm-hmm. Like that was the Allen Iverson, Steve Nash, Kobe. Like that was that draft. And guys that got drafted in like the second round, there was a dude who played at Mississippi Valley State who got drafted by the Warriors in the second round and was like, and the day of the first game, I was on a plane back to Mississippi because I knew that my calling was in the church and not playing professional basketball. And he's crying while he's saying this. And I'm like, Now I don't try to make fun of nobody's faith, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's like, that day, as we were about to head to the arena to play the first game of the season, I talked to God. And God told me, your basketball journey is done. And so I quit. And I'm like, something's not right with this. Something's not right. You can at least play one season. You was probably gonna get cut, my man. You was a late second round pick.
He didn't get no second opinions on what God had to say.
Yeah. Talk to the devil.
Thanks, God. I appreciate your what you had to say. Devil, how do you feel about my basketball career?
Nigga, you better get out there and ball out.
You know how hard you work for this?
Yeah. You been playing basketball your whole goddamn life. You better get out there and play. You probably gonna get cut anyway. You not gonna be on this roster for that long. You a 6'6" power forward. You better get every opportunity you can. You better take this little $58,000.
You want you a white woman, don't you?
I don't think I'm gonna go with what God says. You ruined it with that last part.
Yeah. That's funny.
I just don't understand that. I don't understand when people block blessings. It's all fear.
Yeah, it's fear. It is. Yeah, I think it's fear. I think it's,
first of all, the homophobia of the Hollywood thing is crazy.
Yeah.
Because hey, guess what? Like, you're allowed to choose. Consent is a thing.
Yeah.
You're allowed to choose who you have sex with. You ain't got to have sex with no man if you don't want to have sex with a man. Like, nah, man, I can't be. Once I walked in that door, and I saw it was in the room. It was Jamie Foxx, Will Smith. It was, man, and I ain't going to tell you what they was doing, but you already know I had to get up out of there. It's like, man, shut the fuck up.
if all it takes is you seeing Jamie Foxx wilding sexually for your whole sexual identity to fall apart,
exactly.
It's something wrong with you, Doc.
Yeah. The problem is not Jamie.
Jamie Foxx is doing what he's always been doing.
Yeah.
It ain't never had nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining Jamie Foxx is somewhere listening to this. Like, thank you. That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Well, Jamie Foxx may not be listening, but you know who is listening? Gag. And I'm still offended.
We'll have to get you to the next one. Personally, we'll do a meet and greet with Gag.
No, I'm not meeting Gag. I'm having my popcorn, my IPA, and I'm standing in the back.
At the next show, they're going to crucify you and have the BDSM girls whip you in front of everybody.
Yeah, that's when I get an invite from Gag, I know not to take it, because that's what they're going to do to me. They're going to try to embarrass me even more than they already have.
You got to pay the Hollywood toll.
Yeah. I was at a hardcore show. And I'm trying to find the bathroom.
Man, let me tell you.
And I walk in, I see Gag, and they snatch me in the room, tie me up to a crucifix, and walk me out on stage.
I think Malcolm Jamal Warner was there.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, Magic Johnson, Arsenio Hall. Somebody said Eddie was there, but I ain't see him.
I ain't see Eddie. Because if I'd have seen Eddie, I'd have been like, okay, I like Eddie.
Yeah, but it was Magic Johnson.
Imagine video footage of this Gag show, and you look in the back, it's like, hold on, is that Magic Johnson in the back?
I love this music. Carl, you ain't get invited to the show. Gag, they loves your podcast. I said, they told me about your podcast. Gag, because I listen to the Gag podcast. You ain't seen my tweets about it? Gag has a new podcast out where they are talking about another movie that is good. And I like the Gag podcast. And they told me that you got a basketball podcast. And you know I likes basketball. It's your boy Showtime.
He's standing in the back of the room with his pinstripe magic suit on.
Yeah. You want some of this popcorn?
You know, they don't have popcorn, so I had to bring my own from the house. They do got IPAs, though.
They got IPAs.
Me and Garden Grove.
Garden Grove. But they got popcorn in Pomona. When you go to this show in Pomona, I've been to Gag shows in Pomona, and they have really nice popcorn.
Now, when you go to the bathroom, make sure you go to the left, not the right, because in the right, Jamie in there doing what he be doing.
Yeah, the Gag boys in there. You know, I ain't going to tell you what they be doing, but they up in there doing what they do. Let me see if they have. I got to look and see if they have this on. Let me see if they have. Oh, they do. No, that ain't it. Ah, damn. So I was trying to find if they had the Magic Johnson Theaters. The Magic Johnson Theater's intro. We're here to promote. No, they ain't got it. But they at Magic Theaters, they used to have an intro to the movies where they would play before every movie, and they'd be like, "Leave your hats at the door, and remember, no color lines in here." Because that was back in like the days of like real gang banging. It ain't red or blue at Magic Theaters. It's everybody welcome. So you can laugh, cry, and stuff your face with popcorn. That's what I always remember about that intro to that. I can't find it, though. It would play before every movie. You know what
it
I
mean? It was a video, like a clip?
Yeah, and it would always be like, we at Magic Theaters, we believe in love and the magic of cinematography. Or some shit they would say to me. And, it would always play before every movie, and everybody would always say, you can laugh, cry, and stuff your face with popcorn.
Have they updated it? Now it's Nicole Kidman reading it?
Yeah. Here hey, at Kidman, y'all. I'm Magic Kidman.
That's what they call it? Yeah. Nicole Magic Kidman, boy.
Magic Kidman. Hee-hee!
You pull up the 24. You pull up the 24. Nicole in there, getting it.
Yeah, Nicole standing on the side. I'm like, you better get him back. You better get him back.
You gotta wet those.
Well, good night to everyone except Gag.